Yarbrough here, 1037. Beautiful day in East Tennessee. Our friend Jim Brogan is with Brogan Financial. He hosts a radio show every weekend from 9 till 10 Saturday mornings, and it's called More Living with Jim Brogan. Hey, Jim, good morning, sir. How are you, my friend?
I'm great, Bob. Good to be with you this morning.
Well, thank you. Much appreciation to you for joining us to talk about the end of the year. What types of things should we be concerned with or at least focused on when it comes to our day-to-day or even our long-term finances?
You know, I think the biggest thing for end-of-year planning, Bob, deals with income taxes. And we don't really do tax planning in the spring. We're doing tax preparation. We're looking at things that have already happened. And if we had a capital gain, for example, in 2020, you know, there's nothing we can really do about that. It's already happened. We're going to have to report it on our income tax return. So the end of the year is really where we should be rolling up our sleeves and looking at how we can be smart about the income tax we're paying today and the income tax we're potentially going to pay in the future.
So even if you had a pretty good tax plan in place for this past year, that doesn't necessarily mean it's going to automatically transfer to the next year, does it?
It does not, because, you know, your investments, you didn't know at the beginning of the year how your investments would play out. Certainly nobody thought in March that you could have potential capital gains on investments this year. I can't tell you how often, Bob, I'm asked about where are tax rates going to go in the future. And, you know, there are some planning opportunities. We don't know what the tax rates will be in 2021. We know right now they're very low compared to where they've been in history. And, you know, there's been talk from Washington of increasing income taxes next year and making it retroactive to January 1 of 2021. So, you know, people need to be looking at, okay, where are we now? How do you do capital gain harvesting? How do you do capital loss harvesting? How does all that interrelate on the tax return? How do you do your charitable giving? How do you pay your property tax? How can you bunch contributions to be able to itemize maybe every other year now that the standard deduction is higher? So I know I'm hitting a lot of things here, and we can't get into all those kind of details in this segment on the show, but I'm just bringing out that, you know, it's not a set it and forget it, even on a yearly basis. It is an ongoing fluid process that needs to be evaluated constantly, and especially as we get here in the last 2 months.
Well, you mentioned federal income taxes today and other times in our history. How do they compare? Do you have any specific years from history that we can compare them to and get an idea of where we stand?
Yeah, that's what we really don't realize that we need to realize is we live in a very low tax environment when you look at federal income tax and federal tax revenue. It doesn't seem like we're in a low tax environment because everywhere we turn around, we're taxed. We have property tax. We have a fuel tax. We have a large sales tax in Tennessee. We have the entertainment tax. When I go to a UT sporting event, I'm paying a tax to the city of Knoxville. So every time we turn around, we're taxed. But if we look at federal tax revenue, you know, our highest income tax bracket is 37%. It's been under 40% since 1986. Well, if we go back and look at history, our highest income tax rate was 94% in the 1940s and 1946. And there was an 18-year period where our highest income tax rate was over 80% following World War II. And for most of those years, it was over 90%.
Wow.
I mean, if you worked in a state with a state income tax, you were working for free at some point.
So you're telling me that back in the 40s, the tax rate 80 to 90% or maybe even higher?
Yes, that's exactly right.
Wow.
And in the 1970s, the highest income tax rate was 70%. Even for 6 years of the Reagan administration in the 80s, people think of Reagan's tax cuts. The first 6 years of his administration, the highest tax rate was 50%. And it started getting up in the 70s during the Great Depression in the 1930s. So, you know, if I could show you a chart, I have a chart here at the office, Bob, and it shows what the income tax rates were throughout history back to 1900. And they were low in the roaring 20s. But since then, they were much, much higher.
Is there anything from the historical context of that we can take from the tax rates other than just the, hey, it could be and it has been a lot worse before?
Well, absolutely. So the reality is, if you look at history, when the deficits have ballooned and our federal debt has ballooned, our income taxes have gone up. That happened after World War I, then taxes dropped again in the 20s, then it happened during the Great Depression to pay for the New Deal. Then they went to sky high after World War II. If you just go back and look at history, as our debt has ballooned, historically, we have increased taxes. Now, we haven't done that in the last 10 or 15 years as the deficit and the federal debt has ballooned, but now we're ballooning to all-time levels. Now, we're going to end the year this year, Bob. Our national debt, if you compare it with the size of our economy, debt to GDP, which is the way we should measure that, it's going to be a little higher than it was at the end of World War II.
Wow. Does that make you hold your breath regarding the debt's impact on taxes? Just because you, at some point, something's got to give. Right, sure.
Absolutely. And so I think it's very likely that our economic and tax system over the coming years is going to change. And so we've got to be doing tax planning to figure out, how can I be smart about the taxes I pay not only today but also in the future? And the good news is, when you're in the early years of retirement, most people have more control of their income taxes than at any other time in their lives. You can be very intentional about the taxes you pay and how you structure things to pay taxes in the future. But even people in the final years of their working career can be very intentional about setting themselves up for tax-efficient retirement income.
Well, as is with most things, preparation sounds like that's where your advantages are. Get prepared for any type of situation that might come down the pike there, and you'll survive as well as you can. Preparation is key.
I think that's a great word. You know, we don't know what tax rates will be in the future. You know, we're shooting at a moving target. So our financial plan should have multiple levels of tax treatment. In other words, we should be diversified from a tax perspective. You know, there's advantages to putting money in a 401k today and getting a tax deduction now, but then we're going to pay that tax later on. There's also advantages to Roth. There are huge advantages to capital gains in our tax code. We want to be sure that we're taking advantages of all of those things that are available to us in the tax code. And that takes a tax analysis and a tax plan that's incorporated into our financial plan.
Jim, what's on the show this weekend?
Well, this weekend, I'm specifically going to talk about the unique challenges that when you retire, because the plan that gets you to retirement is not the plan that's going to get you through retirement, because instead of saving money, you're now withdrawing and spending it. So it's no longer about how much you have. It's how you take what you have and convert it into stable and increasing income that can live longer than you do. So how do you create retirement income? How do you structure investments to support the income? How can you save taxes in the early years of retirement? And what are all of the different pieces to the puzzle you need to be addressing in your financial plan?
Jim, we appreciate you. Thank you much, buddy. We'll listen in 9 till 10 this Saturday morning. More Living with Jim Brogan. Always a pleasure to talk with you.
Thank you, Bob. And by the way, we're also now running 3 to 4 on Saturday. So we've got two different hours there.
Right.
We're on 9 to 10. And then we're also on, we rerun that show 3 to 4 on Saturday afternoon if you missed it in the morning.
Jim, I'm glad you pointed that out. Absolutely. Thank you, sir. We'll be listening in this weekend. And you can visit BroganFinancial.com if you'd like to get in touch with Jim and his crew there at Brogan Financial. You heard it, folks. Preparation, that's the key. They can help you do just that at Brogan Financial, BroganFinancial.com.